Some Western Wisconsin lawmakers had asked for the audit. They cited concerns about lengthy backlogs for businesses and individuals seeking to alter wetlands. The lawmakers also wanted comparisons with Minnesota and a look at consistency between DNR regions. The Legislative Audit Bureau has found that people are typically getting their wetlands permits in half the time they used to. But Republican Representative Scott Souter of Abbotsford says the audit shows some problems.
For instance, 282 decisions took longer than a year. With 19 full-time staff and spending $1.75 million on this program, there's absolutely no reason that 282 decisions should take longer than a year.
Souter also contends Wisconsin is behind Minnesota in streamlining the wetlands permit process and lacking some consistency between local offices. On the backlog issue, DNR official Mary Ellen Volbrecht says none of the 282 cases mentioned by Representative Souter occurred in 2006.
We've really tackled this problem of timing, and we feel like we've made great progress. This is a different process than just, you know, getting a fishing or hunting license.
Volbrecht says in response to the audit, the DNR will take a closer look at the use of mitigation projects in which new wetlands are created to try and replace ones that are filled in. The audit also says the state has cut wetland losses by two-thirds, but that means some natural wetlands are disappearing, and the audit urges better monitoring of compliance with the law. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.